You have the nerve to just come home, just so calm and relaxed, and to sit here as if nothing happened today. You have a lot of nerve. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to freak you out or seem crazy or something. The last thing I want to do is seem crazy. No, I'm just a little upset because you lied to me. Yeah, you lied to me. Out of all the people you could have lied to, you lied to me. Your girlfriend. The one person you're supposed to just give all your trust to. To love and adore and be honest with. But nope. You lied to me. And you see this? My hand. This is a visualization of what you did to my heart. It's crumbling it up. Not my hand, but pretend my heart is in my... Oh, this is useless. It's pointless. It's... You're not... You don't know what I'm talking about, huh? You're just gonna play innocent. When I called you earlier, you said you were hanging out with your friends. You said I had nothing to worry about, that you were safe and you were just hanging with your buddies. And then I drive past this little restaurant. I think it looks cool and maybe somewhere we can go on a date. What do I see when I drive past that restaurant? Here, look, I took a picture. This is that friend of yours who, if you remember, walked up to me, told me she liked you and she was going to steal you from me. You remember her. And I told you. I didn't want you hanging out with her anymore. Or to talk to her first and tell her that there's nothing between y'all because you love me. Mm-hmm. And in this picture, sitting across from her, does the back of this head look familiar? Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the back of your head, but this is your back of your head, and it's you. You are out to lunch with her. Your friend who told me that she wants to take you away from me. The friend who loves you. Who you promised me. If you wanted to hang out with her, you would tell me first. And you probably thought I was too stupid to find out. That my opinions and my feelings and my thoughts, they don't matter. Because it's your friend, and I can't tell you who you can hang out with. Even though you promised me. And now, I don't know if I can ever trust you again. Oh, you have something to say. You have something to say. Then say it. Just tell me. Oh, this isn't you. But it sure looks like you. Let's see, same hair color, hairstyle, and this is one of your shirts. So what'd you do? You came home and changed before I can see you. Nice try. Oh, you're being honest. Then I believe you. Just because this person looks just like you, but if that's not you, then of course I believe you. Or, you could have left out details, and then you could have argued with me, saying you weren't really lying, because you were hanging out with a friend, her, and you were just having a good old time. But if I found you, oh, you're wearing a different shirt, so it doesn't matter, it's not you, it's... And the next thing you're gonna tell me is, she doesn't really love you. You just wanted to see how I'd react if she told me that, and... Oh, but she doesn't actually love you. Just, do you think I'm stupid? You must, because I'm listening. I've been ranting this entire time. Sure, I'm listening. I'll give you a moment to just speak and get it all out of your system. What are you doing? Are you gonna call one of your buddies? They're gonna back you up. Oh, then what are you doing? Oh, you have photos. Show me. Oh, well, I mean, that's you, in the shirt you're wearing. Those are some of your friends. No, none of them are her. But how do I know these were taken today? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you just tell me to be quiet and listen? I don't really think that's gonna help your case, telling me to be quiet. Fine. I'm upset. You're upset. Just... What are you showing me? Oh, the properties of the photo. Go ahead. Show me it. Huh. Today? And what time is that? That's about the same time I took my photo. Huh. Just one second. Let me just look at mine real quick and... Well, I guess the hairstyle's a little different. This is your friend who loves you. Maybe she found someone who kind of looks like you. Dresses kind of similar. I mean, you do have the shirt. But I guess she could have given it to them as a gift. So it's not so coincidental, it's just her being crazy. And I guess you can say... I was sort of being crazy. The back of your head and this person's so similar. I'm sorry. I said, I'm sorry. I was overwhelmed with emotions, and I thought you were cheating on me. I thought you were lying to me, and just a misunderstanding. And I'm gonna have to make this up to you. Do you wanna go out to eat? It's on me. No, I get it. Your feelings are hurt, but I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And, I mean, if you saw me, or someone who looked like me, but you thought it was me, and you thought I was cheating on you, it's kind of understandable. Sorry. Look, I love you, and I'll make it up to you. I promise I'll just try to be more rational next time and not be so crazy. Well, I can't promise I won't be as emotional, but I'll try. So, my darling, my precious, the love of my life, what can I do to make it up to you, my love?